You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Installment of the Hour of Power radio program hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello, everyone. God bless you today. It's the Kingdom Sound broadcast. We're excited to be with you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for how you faithfully listen and tune in every Monday through Friday. We're here, WWBC 100.7 at 6 p.m. God bless you. We are Victory International Praise Ministries, located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our wonderful pastors are Pastor Thomas, Pastor Teresa Robinson. God bless you and welcome to you. I'm your host in the studio on Wednesdays and on Thursdays and Fridays, Minister Andre Jordan. We're excited and thankful to God for the platform that he's given us just to be a voice to share the good news of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, to hopefully weekly encourage and inspire you to hold on to God, to keep the faith, to declare the word of the Lord over your lives, to walk in the victory that God has given you. And so today we're still in the word. Don't know any other way but the word, but we bless God today for another opportunity. Isn't God good? It's a great day to be saved. It's a great day to accept the Lord as our personal Savior. It's a great day to invite God into our life, into our heart. It's a great day to commit ourselves to serving God. It's a great day to repent. It's a great day, I pray, you know, to walk with God, to draw closer. It's a great day. I want to talk from the topic of God rescuing us. I want to talk from the topic of God saving us. And I just pray, Father, thank you for those that you've divinely inspired to tune in to hear this broadcast. Let the word of God change lives today. Let the word of God touch hearts today. Let the word of God go forth and hit and penetrate the target of each of our hearts today. Let the word do what only the word of God can do in our individual lives. Let it encourage us, inspire us. Let it give us hope, Father, always in Christ. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name, amen. I was thinking about the Lord. I was thinking about the word. I was thinking about how good God is and how he saves us, how Christ came to save us, how Christ came that none should perish. Every one of us has been given a chance. And today, as you hear this broadcast, another chance. Christ is knocking on the door of your heart as this word is going forth. And I was thinking about how sometimes God is so good and God's love is so great that he comes and he saves. He comes and he rescues. And sometimes, if we could each tell our testimony, he comes and he rescues us out of our own mess that we got into with our own hands, our own mouths, our own feet. But it does not stop God. The scripture does not say that he only saves if you got into something and it's not your fault. But no, he saved. It's not his will. It's not his desire that none should perish. He wants everybody saved, everybody delivered, everybody knowing Christ, everybody walking upright with God, everybody walking into an intimate personal relationship with Jesus Christ, everybody's life being led by God. That is God's desire. He created us, his will and his purpose for us to have fellowship and communion, to know him and to walk with him in the beauty of who he is. But we pray today, as we're going to look at a scripture, I wanted to talk about Jonah and how we can see ourselves in his life and how the goodness of God still prevail. So I pray today that the goodness of God would prevail in your life, would prevail in my life, would prevail in the lives of our children, our loved ones. God, let the word prevail today. Let us have ears to hear and eyes to see what you're saying. Illuminate it to us. Let it penetrate our hearts and hit the bullseye of my heart. Hit the bullseye of the listener's heart. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. So from the book of Jonah, let's just look at it. Jonah chapter 1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry out against it, for the wickedness of the Ninevites has come up before me." I'm going to read it from the New Living Translation. The word of the Lord gave Jonah this message. The word of the Lord said, "Get up, Jonah, go to the great city Nineveh, announce my judgment against it, because I have seen how wicked its people are." Number one, God sends his word for our good. God sends his word for our good. God always sends his word. God always sends somebody to help us. God always gives us a chance. God always sends his word. God always sends somebody. God always gives us a chance today. Whatever the situation we're in, God is sending his word. God is sending somebody. God is sending and giving us a chance today. Amen. God is sending the word through this broadcast. He's sending somebody through this broadcast. He's giving us a chance through this broadcast. That's for me and for you. Verse 2, Jonah chapter 1, verse 2. Jonah chapter 1, verse 3, I stand corrected. But Jonah rose up to flee from Tarshish. But Jonah got up and he went in the opposite direction. How true is that for you and I? God always sends his word. God always sends somebody. God always gives us a chance. God sent his word to Jonah. God gave Jonah a message. God gave Jonah instructions. But verse 3 says, Jonah rose up to flee. Go in the opposite direction. God said, go to Nineveh. Jonah got up and said, I'll go to Tarshish. From the presence of God, I'll go the opposite of where God told me. I'll do the opposite of what God said. God said to some of us, don't get in this relationship. Don't get with this person. Don't take this job. Don't take this promotion. I know it looked like one thing in the natural, but we said, we thought, we determined, be careful to obey the word of the Lord. Be careful to obey the vessel, the instrument that God is using, the man and the woman of God that God is using to speak and proclaim his word over your life, the word of the Lord. Be careful to obey God in everything. Be careful to obey God in all matters, because God always sends a message. He always sends somebody to help us. He always gives us a chance. And God is, the heart of God is for your good. The heart of God is for my good, because God is only trying to bring us to the good that he has already planned for our lives. For the scripture tells us, say, for I know the thoughts I have towards you, they are good. So everything that God does in our lives, he is using it for our good. He's causing it to work together for our good. That will always be the heart of God. So we can't go by what we see in the natural. We can't go by what we think, but we have to press into the Word of God, get our instructions, get our assignment from the Lord. We have to look to the Word. I cannot depend on myself. I must trust and depend upon the Lord. The scripture tells us in Proverbs, trust in the Lord. It doesn't say trust in yourself. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not. Do not lean on your own understanding. You and I are not God. God is God. We've got to trust Him. We've got to acknowledge Him. We got to lean and depend on Him. Back to Jonah. So Jonah flees. He decides, I'm not going to obey. I'm not going to do what God said. Many times that has been the course in our life. God has said, do this, don't do that. Do this, don't do that. Go here, don't go there. Say this, don't say that. But we, like Jonah, have had a but. I'll do my way. But, God, you know, we've tried to counsel God. God, you don't understand. God, blah, 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 blah. Verse number 4. Jonah went down to Tarshish. He found a ship. He paid the fare on the ship, got on in the ship, trying to depart from the presence of God. That's a scary, treacherous place when we get in a state of wanting to depart from the presence of God. Verse 4, but the Lord sent. We cannot outrun God. We cannot outrun God. But the Lord sent a great wind into the sea. First, verse 1, God sent a message to Jonah. God sent instruction to Jonah. But now we see God has sent a great wind out into the sea. And there was a mighty storm, a violent storm in the sea, so that the ship was about to be broken. My God, look at the detriment, the harm we cause ourselves when we don't obey God, when we don't receive His message, when we don't receive His help, when we don't accept His chance. My God, we put ourselves at risk. We put ourselves in the path of destruction. We create the storm that we're in. We created the storm that we're in. But thanks be to God, for His mercy endures forever. Let's read this book. The mariners, the crew of the ship, were afraid, and they cried out to every man on the God they believed in. They cried out because, my gosh, it says God sent the wind. God allowed a violent storm to enter into the sea. And the people, the crew is crying out every man to their God. The crew is throwing the stuff off the ship. The crew is trying to lighten the ship, trying to do everything they can do that they don't perish, that their lives are spared. Here it is, the crew didn't do anything wrong. But here it is, Jonah, creating a storm, creating a trial, creating destruction for his life. But look at it. Others' lives are at stake because of what he did, because of what he's doing, because of the destruction he created. And here we find Jonah in verse 5. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of this inside the ship, and he lay fast asleep. While all of this calamity that he is the cause of going on, he can sleep the sleep of the disobedient, the sleep of the wicked. My God. And the ship master came to Jonah. The captain came to him and said, what in the world do you mean, O sleeper, sleeping through this storm? Arise and call on your God, if it so be that God will think on us that we don't perish, what in the world? How can you sleep at a time like this? How can you sleep when you're full of disobedience? How can you sleep when you're trying to run from the presence of God? How can you sleep when you are doing the exact opposite of God's instructions? And so it turns that Jonah finally says, I'm skipping down to verse 9, 10. When Jonah begins to say who he is, he's a Hebrew. He fears the Lord. He trusts in the God of heaven, the God that made the sea, the God that made the dry land. And the crew members and the captains are asking him, why did you do? He recognizes that this evil is because of you. And they say, why have you done this? And the men knew and understood that he was fleeing from, that he was in disobedience, that he was trying to flee from the presence of God and the assignment of God, the instructions of God, because Jonah shared it with them. Then they said, what can we do that the sea will become for us? You about to be destroyed and you about to just take us with you. And so Jonah said to them, verse 12, take me up and throw me into the sea. Jonah said, and the sea is going to be calm because you guys are suffering for my disobedience. Be very careful when we choose to disobey God. Be very careful. Treacherous waters, dangerous waters. When we decide to disobey God, we don't know the impact on the others in our lives. We don't know the impact of our decision. We don't know the consequences and how far reaching they will be, because I decided to ignore God's message, because I decided to ignore God's assignment, because I decided to ignore God's instructions. How far reaching will the devastation be? This is not to put fear in anybody, but this is to cause us to be aware, to take responsibility, to be aware that we obey God, not be fearful, but to be aware so we can make better decisions, to obey God swiftly, quickly, to desire to be obedient to all that God says, to every assignment, to strive. This is to cause us to strive to walk upright, strive to walk in obedience, and that the grace of God would be there to help us to obey, help us to follow his instructions, his commands, his precepts, out of love for him, out of our obedience for him. So they threw Jonah into the sea. And the scripture tells us that Jonah was allowed to be swallowed by a great fish. They threw him in the sea. And it says, verse 17, now the Lord, God handles every detail. The Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow up Jonah. God had already prepared. He's already prepared the great fish to swallow Jonah up. And Jonah was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. God had already prepared the ram in the bush. God has already prepared, even though my disobedience got me here. Even though your disobedience got here, all of us can look in our lives and we can see God said this. Sell the thing, because he knew what was coming. And he knew this was the best time to get the best dollar for it. God said, resign from the job, because he knew I have another assignment for you. It's so important for us to have ears to hear him. It's so important for us to shift when he says shift. It's so important that we move and stay with God. that we obey, that we follow instructions, that we obey his assignment, his command. Then chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah in them 3 days in the belly of the fish, 3 nights in the belly of the fish. Then Jonah prayed. Has it in our fire, in our trial, in our time of distress, brought on by our own disobedience like Jonah, have we got to the point yet where we're praying, where we're crying out? Jonah called out, prayed in the belly, from the inside of the fish's belly. Jonah cried out to the Lord in his time of great trouble, and the Lord answered me. Hallelujah today. I thank God for a God that will rescue me, even though I brought it on myself, even though my sin, my disobedience, my iniquity, my transgression got me to the place that I am. I thank God that his mercy endures forever. I thank God that he won't leave me in the belly of the fish. I thank God that when I cry out to him like Jonah did, Jonah chapter 2, verse 1, I cried out unto the Lord, open your mouth and acknowledge your sin. Open your mouth and humble yourself and cry out to God. Open your mouth today, my mouth, and repent and cry out and talk to God. Prayer is talking to God. Prayer is the position of our heart turning back to God. Prayer is acknowledging before the Lord, God, I did it. I sinned. I disobeyed. I dismissed your instructions. I went in the way I wanted to go. I chose a different path. Father, forgive me. Father, deliver me. Father, have mercy on me. Father, save me. Father, rescue me. Jonah said, I cried out to the Lord in my great trouble, and God, merciful God, good God, long-suffering God, faithful God, heard me, heard Jonah, and he'll hear you and he'll hear me today as we cry. I called unto you from the land of the dead. Sometimes we feel dead. We feel numb. We feel like we can't go on. We feel like we're disconnected. We feel like we're adrift in the sea. Sometimes we feel like that because of life and life circumstances and our choices and our disobedience bring us to that place. But God is our anchor. His anchor holds. Jonah said, I cried out to you and you heard me. He hears us. He sees us. He's waiting on you. Open your mouth. Say something to him today. God, help. 2 words. That's a prayer. God, save. 2 words. That's a prayer. God, deliver. 2 words. That's a prayer. God, have mercy. 3 words. That's a prayer. God, I'm sorry. 2 words. That's a prayer. God, deliver me. 3 words. That's a prayer. Jonah says, you threw me into the ocean depths. I sank down to the heart of the sea. The mighty waters engulfed me. I was hurled beneath your wild and stormy waves. Jonah said, then I said, Lord, you have driven me from your presence, yet I will look once more again to your holy temple. He began to talk about it. He began to pray and cry out about God, cry out about the situation that he was responsible for putting himself in, but he began to talk to the Lord. I gave you examples. Prayer is just our talking to God. We don't need fancy words. He's not hearing us because of how fancy we talk, but he's hearing us because our heart is broken. Our heart is contrite and we've humbled ourselves. Humble yourself before the Lord. Jonah talked. Jonah chapter 2 verses 1 through 9. Verse 9 says, but I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of thanksgiving. I will pay all that I have vowed. Salvation is of the Lord. Jonah said, I'm going to offer the sacrifice of praise. I'm going to fulfill all my vows. Verse 10 says, and then the Lord spoke to the fish, and the fish vomited, spit Jonah
out on the land. Didn't spit him out in the water, spit him out on the land. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time, saying, arise and go to Nineveh. Thank you, Lord, for second chances. Thank you, Lord, for another chance, another time to now obey you. God came and he gave Jonah a second time to obey him. And Jonah ran. Jonah ran and he was exceeding glad. Jonah obeyed the Lord. Verse chapter 3, verse 3. This time Jonah obeyed the Lord as God had commanded. I pray today that the broadcast has been a blessing to you, reminding you God saves, God delivers, God heals, God sets free. God sends his message. He sends his instructions. He sends somebody to help. And God always gives us a second chance. May you take advantage of the chance God is giving you today. May the scripture encourage your heart and inspire you. You're not lost. Your situation is not over. God yet is extending a second chance today. God is giving you an opportunity through this message, through this encouragement, through these scriptures. I pray that you will say yes to God. I pray that you will hearken to his voice. He's knocking at the door of your heart today. You've been listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. God bless you today. May you walk in victory. Amen.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250 North Babcock, Melbourne, Florida. God bless you. We hope you have a wonderful week.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.